The area of southern Warren County where a tornado touched down early Tuesday morning was never put under a tornado warning. The agency charged with issuing such warnings failed to do so, which meant no sirens were activated. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Warren County has 33 sirens that make up the Community Outdoor Warning System, or COWS. The siren in Avilton didn't activate before an EF2 tornado struck just after midnight when most people were sleeping. The sirens are programmed to activate for tornado warnings, which are issued by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Office in Louisville. Ronnie Pearson heads the Warren County Emergency Management Agency. He says NOAA failed to place Avilton under a warning.
It slipped through the cracks at NOAA, so therefore when there's no activation warning from their end, the community outdoor sirens do not activate.
Pearson encourages every household to have a weather radio and cell phone apps that send out alerts about severe weather. But like outdoor warning sirens, they're only good if NOAA issues a warning in the first place. NOAA is within the National Weather Service office in Louisville. Meteorologist Joe Sullivan issued a statement saying the storm that produced the tornado was not of the same type that produced the tornadoes that night in Tennessee. While conditions over south-central Kentucky were less favorable for tornadoes, storm projections did support large hail and possibly a few strong to severe wind gusts. The statement goes on to say the Weather Service is reviewing the case to determine what it can do to improve future warnings. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.